Okay, so we're picking up over here on Samach Vav Amnath. The machlokas of Abaye and Rava by Bosser Taimaz Linan or Bosser Shmaz Linan. Very basic question, right? Before you can have you have to know what you're dealing with before you know, before you can make a decision, a determination about Bittul. So there's a certain set of rules for min b'mino, and there's a set of rules for min b'shein amino. So the first thing you have to know is, do you have a min b'mino or do you have a min b'shein amino? So on that very basic question, Abaye and Rav disagree. Abaye and Rav disagree. You saw the Ishach over there? Started it? So on a basic machlokas like this, it's very hard to... It's difficult to define.
So what's the Shach's main point?
Oh, so the Shach's main point is, maybe we'll try to get that tomorrow, is that this is limited to cases where there is an Isser Mashu. Don't start getting confused with Abaye. Don't start getting confused with Rava. How could he say two things that taste different is always going to be the same shame? I'm sorry. Two things that taste different but have the same shame are always min b'mino. What if you hold min b'mino is batel b'rov? What's Rava going to do in that case? Now, right? This is the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Is min b'mino batel b'rov or it's not batel at all? So the Shach is saying this whole question is only according to the side that says it's not batel at all. But if we were learning like the Rabbanon, right, that min b'mino is batel b'rov, Rava wouldn't say that two things that have the same name but a different taste are batel b'rov, because you're tasting the Isser. That he wouldn't say. Okay? It's only here where you have the luxury of not encountering Tom. It's beyond Tom. We're dealing beyond Tom. So in cases, because we're dealing on the min b'mino, we're dealing on the Isser Mashu side. When do you say there's an Isser Mashu? When it has the same name, or when it has the same time? But you're never going to have the case where you're going to say it's mutter and you taste the thing. According to neither side, is that ever going to happen? Okay? And then if we really want to have fun, we'll look at the Taz who tries to defend the Ramah. Okay, so what do you say? So the problem with a basic machlokas like this is obviously it's a very broad point, but as hard as to get a definition as opposed to just some broad description. And then you're always afraid of making it into a big machlokas. You know, how broad should this machlokas be? It's always better if you can limit it, but this is difficult. Well, let's take Rava. Let's just talk it out a little bit. Let's take Rava's side. So Rava is saying, see what's confusing about this, about thinking about this problem? Right? What's confusing about thinking about this problem? Is it's one of those inverted thinking things. It's one of those inversions.
What do you mean?
What I mean to say is that we have to think why there is no bittul, right? They're arguing about when there is no bittul, but we're really looking for how bittul works, right? So we're looking for the cases where the bittul doesn't work in order so we can get into how bittul does work, it would seem. It seems that's our goal. To understand, I mean, that at least is my hypothesis, my guess over here, that if we can define how bittul does work according to each side, we'll be able to show why these cases there is no bittul. Right, now let's turn this into a positive. So let's take Rava. So Rava is saying, when two things have the same shame, there is no bittul. Why? Because what would bittul require? what would bittul require, or how does bittul occur?
Just on the basis.
When bittul occurs, when two things mix, right, and there's only one shame remains. In other words, bittul is the process of the kriyas shame of one over all. And now we say, there's, let's take grapes and grape juice. So now we'll say there's only grapes. Right? The bittul, the process of bittul comes about through the identity of the one of them losing their identity. Shame is identity. Right? Who are you? Who are you? Gil, that's your shame. That's your identity. So shame, bittul has to do with the process of losing its shame, losing its identity. But if it's challah and challah, if it's vinegar and vinegar that mix, then it's not possible for it to lose its identity. Because it's going to be, the ultimate mixture is going to be called challah anyway. By the way, the Bach makes a very important point. And I'm sorry I didn't tell you about it earlier. But so the Gemara has another case over there, right? The next case, challah dechamra v'challah deshichra, v'chamira dechiti v'chamira deseori, right? Let's say you have vinegar, wine vinegar, and beer vinegar, or wheat beer and barley beer.
Yes, by the base.
A little higher. Right? A few lines up. So those are cases of reverse, where it has the same shame but different tam. So Abayi, Amar Benosin Tam, Boso Taim Azlinan, Vahai Taim Luchud, Vahai Taim Luchud, Vavle Mimbashin Amino, U Mimbashin Amino Benosin Tam, Rav Amar Bamashu, Boso Shmozlinan, Vahai Chala Mikri, Vahai Chala Mikri. So take a look at the Bach. Vahai Chamira Mikri, Vahai Chamira Mikri, Vavle Mimbamino, Vahai Mimbamino Bamashu. Okay, so the Bach makes a very important point. So it's like this. Nira de beloshon b'nei adam idi v'idi chala mikri. V'gam idi v'idi chamira mikri. V'lo dami letavlin shel shnei shemos. Lo mikri b'chad shma. That's the later on Gemara. El le pilpul orach el pilpul shachar. Mikri. So he says like this. When the Gemara says, hai chala mikri v'hai chala mikri, hai chamra mikri v'hai chamira mikri, it means literally. People have one name for these things. Vinegar and vinegar. It's true, one vinegar comes from wine and one vinegar comes from another source, and they taste slightly differently. They taste a little different. But they have one name. They don't refer to this as wine vinegar and cider vinegar. If they did, that would not be the same shame. The same shame means the full shame is the same. Right? So they call it beer and beer. You don't say, pass me the wheat beer, or pass me the barley beer. It's just called beer, right? It's true, you might say, I'll have the beer that's made from the wheat, or I'll have the beer that's made from the barley. But it doesn't have its own shame. It doesn't have its own identity. As opposed to later on, the Gemara has a case of, different kinds of pepper. They had long pepper, they had black pepper, whatever it was. And that's what it was called. It was called long pepper and black pepper. Okay, that's called a different shame. So shame, the Bach saying, really goes by how it's called, right? It's full name. So that's what Rava is saying. When you mix challah and challah, mix vinegar and vinegar. So there's not, you can't have through the kriyas shame the exclusion of one, because the shame applies to the Isser and Heter equally appropriately. So it's not possible to have the bittul through kriyas shame, right? Only if you have two separate things can you say, well, if I call the whole mixture by one of the two names, then in terms of the framework of identity, I was mevatel the minor one. Why? Because there are two different names in here, and I only call the whole thing by one name. That's bittul. We're still being a little descriptive here, right? But min bimino, it's not possible to have any bittul in shamos. Because if they both are called challah when they go in, and the overall thing is called challah at the end, so how could you say that that by the kriya shem I have negated one of the components? Okay, so in other words, so we can identify, we can describe that Rava's, we can describe that from Rava's statement that there's no bittul when they have the shame, that bittul occurs in the shame by having one kriyas shame over two different shamos. So then the one that is not longer, expressed, the identity that's no longer expressed in the overall tarovus is lost, is gone. The identity is gone. So it's a matter of undergoing a transformation where you lose your identity. We can describe it that way. But if the overall tarovus still has the shame of each one of the components that went in, then there's no way to say that the kriya shame is the negation of one of the identities. Each one thinks it's him. Version of the thinking problem. Now Abaye is working out the other way. Right? That makes it confusing, right?
Yeah. So annoying.
But Abaye is saying the other way. What's he saying? He's saying everything goes by the taste. Everything goes by the taste. So what is he looking for? Now hold on, let's just tie Rava up, just to finish it up. So then he says, like, so when you have two different shamos, right, so then as long as you don't taste the Isser, you're fine. As long as you don't sense the Isser, then though it's sensing the Isser is going to prevent the kriyas shame of one. Because you'll have to admit there's two things in here. Right? So when it's min b'she'eino mino, according to him, meaning two different shemos, as long as the heter is rov, and there's no expression of the iser, it'll all be called by the shame of the heter. Right? So he works out very easy. You can see him consistently from beginning to end. You can see an approach to bittul from him. Right? He'll work out his min b'mino case, works out nice. And his min b'sheinu mino case works out nice. Okay, Abaye though is a little bit tricky. So Abaye says what? It goes by tam. Now, according to Rava, the bittul occurs in the shemos. And the tam is just going to be something that prevents the bittul. In other words, there's two preventions of bittul. One intrinsically, that it just has the same shame, so the mechanism of bittul never occurs, right? The mechanism of bittul can't occur if everything has the same shame. That's min b'mino. And then in the min b'she'eino mino, where the bittul can occur, if you actually sense the tam, then of course the bittul is not going to, the expression will prevent the bittul. So that's why he says min b'mino is not bittul at all, and min b'she'eino mino is b'nosein tam. Okay, now Abaye says what? He says tam is the key. If two things have the same tam, there's never any bittul. So that we can see a little bit, but then it gets a little trickier. Is that what? And if they have, oh no, am I mixing myself up? Hold on. And if they have. Oh, wait, no. The problem with Rava is this. What if it's min b'she'eino mino in the same time? That's the problem.
Like grapes and grape juice.
Right? So why is it... I'm sorry, I have to restate what I said a minute ago. So then why isn't it just berov? Right? Is that a valid question? Yeah, why isn't it just Barov? Why has it been seen as Tom? And there isn't, it's like a phantom that's seen as Tom. Right? There is no actual Tom. That's what Rashi has to explain. That according to Rava, who holds it, goes Basar Shema, so we have two things that have different, if they have the same shame, there's no bittul at all. But if they have different shamos, so then what does he mean that it goes by seen as Tom? It could be different shamos in the same time. So then, how could it be that, uh, so, so, So what does it mean to say that the bittel only occurs in the sinas tam? Why not just rove? If there's no tam, that's one question. If there's no tam, why not just rove? And what does it mean to be the shir of the sinas tam if there's no tam? Those are the two problems in rove. I'm sorry, I made a mistake before. Right. No, there's a bias on the other side. A bias saying that the bittel comes from the isser not having any from the expression of the isser being nullified, like we were saying in Tosas. A bias really in terms of expression, that when is there bittel, when the expression of the isser is nullified, but you can never say that in Mimbamino. You can never say that in Mimbamino. Because what can only something different can nullify its expression. Now there's a mimbishen amino, so you can say that it lost its tam. But you can't say it lost its tam in mimbamino. Right? So then that's the is. So that's what he's all. But if it has the same, right. But so according to him though, if it has the same tam, then what? So if it has the same time, there's never any bittel. And if it has a different time, right, so no, it's a bias is easier. A bias is easier, right? He's just going by expression. I made a mistake before. I got a little mixed up with Rava. Sorry. Bias is easier. He just goes like this, that if the Isser loses its characteristics, right, loses its quality, then it's bittel. Right, so min b'mino is never bottle, because so min b'mino not bottle means in a situation where the thing can never lose its quality. How can it never lose its quality when you mosif more of the same? That's like I sent in the email yesterday. You add white to white, you're not going to lose any white. Right, so for him the min b'mino not bottle is dafka when it's the same time, because it goes by expression. And when it's mimbishein amino, it's simply nesinas tam. Because nesinas tam is also when its expression is nullified. Now, it's either its expression is going to be nullified, that's mimbishein amino, it'll be mutter when it no longer expresses tam, or the expression is unaffected by the hatter. It's just more of the same. Then there'll never be any bittel, right? But for Rava, it's hard. Rava with the shame is hard. Why do you need the sinas tam in mimbishein amino? Yeah. That's what produces bittel. Because according to Rava, the bittel comes about from the fact that the overall tarovus has one shame. That's where the bittel comes from. It's a bittel in terms of the whole. That there's a new identity of the whole, and if it's a singular identity, then the components whose shame is lost is bittel. In terms of the overall new entity, the new Tyrovus has one shame, and whatever is not included in that shame is bittel in terms of the new Tyrovus. But Abai is learning bittel in terms of the Isser itself, that Einis Arev, that has no expression, is bittel. It's not a matter of a bittel in the new Heftza, that the new Heftza combines into a, that the Tyrovus combines into a bigger entity with one shame. It's the heter is just, according to Rava, the heter is really what the heter and the itzer combined into one identity. And the bittel is that new identity only has one shame. But according to Abaye, the bittel is a dilution of the itzer through the heter. But there's no dilution of mimbamino. It's actually just mosif, right? Tova shnayim and echad. It's just better. It's just more. It's just, but mimbishein omino is a dilution and a negation of the Isser's qualities. So Abaye is good, but Rava has that problem we have to think about. Why is it if it's a mimbishein omino and there's no tam, because you just go by the shame? So why is what's the idea of a bit of batal b'nesinas tam, the phantom shear of shishim? Okay. And after that, we'll take a look at the Shach.